Putting out the word slavery in this day and age is something that's not...
Well, let me tell you something.
Mr. Bundy, so we don't get sidetracked on this deal, can you tell the American people exactly how Harry Reid stands to profit by using the militia called the BLM to take this land from us, the people that live here in Nevada?
I might be able to do that, but I wanted to talk about this here. You know, I might not have a very big word base or what a vocabulary, I guess. But let me tell you something. When I say slavery, I mean slavery. I understand what slavery's all about, and there's no question in my mind about that I don't know what slavery's about. Slavery is about when you take away choices for people. And where you have forced labor, when you transfer people and sell them and all of those kind of things, you think that's what America's all about? You think that's what I'm about, America? If it is, you're sure wrong, because I don't believe in any of that type of stuff. I believe that a man should have...
Sir, do you believe it's irresponsible for the media to spin what you said and take your words out of context, out of the true spirit of your meaning?
Well, I feel like it's their opportunity to do whatever they want with the media, and that's sort of their individual.
Say that again.
That's standard operating procedure.
But I do say one thing. Because the media maybe twist things a little bit, and maybe they don't, but it gives America opportunity to discuss this. And this thing about slavery and about Negroes and about government subsidies and the slavery that they put people in when they get them, that needs to be discussed. And America's ready to discuss it. Let's do it.
Yes, sir. And not divide us.
Another question, please.
You mentioned your views changed 2 days ago regarding the Watts riots. What happened 2 days ago?
Well, I'll tell you, I woke up in the morning and got to thinking about this. Remember what I'm thinking about. I'm thinking I want to involve the ethnic groups here in this movement where we're in. And I'm thinking about two groups, mainly. I'm thinking about the Negro group, the black people, and I'm thinking about the Spanish-American people. And what I'm thinking about, my experiences with them. And, of course, one of the biggest fears I had in my life was when I have two cars to pull the black guys right in the middle of Watts Riot, and going down a freeway without any kind of protection is almost as bad as being here without the county sheriff. But these thoughts come to me, and then all of a sudden, I guess maybe it's inspiration or stuff, I start thinking, those people weren't my enemies, they were my friends. They were there to protect me, and they did protect me. For 20 miles, they drove along the side of me and protected me. If anybody knows about the Watts riots and Harbor Freeway, you can know what I'm talking about here.
So, Clive, you would say you're welcoming to all races.
Well, sure, I'm welcome to all races. Haven't you heard me talk? I mean, I'm
are you damn? What you been saying?
Favor, huh?
You know, I see this this movement going around the world. I talked to some on the radio, I think. I don't remember whether it was last night or this morning. She said, you're talking to 72 countries. I'm not talking to just you, the media here. I'm talking to America, and I'm talking to the world. And what I want to see the world have is that individual freedom and liberty to be able to express herself. That's what America's all about.
Mr. Bundy, you feel like your words are being taken out of context and used by other folks just to twist it. And I think we all speak a little differently across the country, and one word here doesn't mean the same elsewhere. So especially when we start crossing countries, sometimes words are misconstrued.
But, you know, I've been so busy that I haven't been reading papers and I don't get to watch the TV. And, it really don't matter to me if you twist my words up. And I don't even like this interview here today. It don't matter how you do it. It matters that my heart goes out to the people of this world and they understand what I stand for and why I'm standing here. And you've got to remember, I don't want to represent just Clive and Bundy here. I want to represent you people in this world and you as individuals. And that's why I keep bringing the Constitution in. I believe that the United States Constitution is the most perfect and wonderful document on earth. And it is designed for the individual, not for the states, and not for the county, not for the community, not for the black, not for the white. It's for the individual, each one of us in this world. If we could understand our Constitution and bring our government close to we the people, and we the people be the sovereignty, wouldn't we have a good world?
Americans are created equal and deserve all the rights and protections under the law, just the same as you and your family?
Yes.
Are you being represented by Larry Klayman, or what is his role, if any, in your fight?
No.
You're not?
I've had offers from lots of lawyers and lots of politicians, and none of them represent me, and I don't represent you. I represent myself, and I hope that I can speak for we the people.
Back into a court at some level, how are you
going to
afford that? You're one guy.
Well, what I'm saying is, when you got guts enough to do it, get it done.
Yeah. Woo! Yes.
Quit being politically correct.
Thanks, Bobby.
Thank you, Mr. Bundy.
We support you.
You feel uncomfortable with your question? Who do you work for? Do you work for the American people, or do you work for another entity?
I work for everything.
Do you believe that the media is state-run, and some of your line of questioning are not representative?
No, I don't think it's different.
You don't think so?
Why aren't you questioning Harry Reid about his millions in a dirty land deal?
Well,
they want to turn everything into racist.
Yeah,
why are you trying to tear us apart when we're trying to bring everybody together?
As a Mexican American, you said, why do you believe that you need to inject Mexican Americanism into your line of questioning?
No, it's not about race.
Obviously, he did, and people are going to stand divided. And I think that's the whole purpose of this, is to cause division.
As a Mexican American, you should know
that we're
going
to give any interviews, go to the Oath Keepers.
Is Stuart here?
Yes, he is.
I don't think anybody ought to be afraid of asking questions.
There's nothing wrong with asking questions.
All you meeting personnel, except for the Clare County and Alberta meeting side, will let us down.
Thank you, Antonio. I think you did a good job. We got to ask questions, right? Even if they're not comfortable for you. If you can't take a question, then maybe you're seeking confirmation bias.
Freaking liberal idiot.
Where's the bias?